Presentation will be Fabio Hernandez, and he's going to talk about feather mites of Brazil.
Good morning. I'm Fabio, and today I'm going to talk about feather mites of Brazil, just to give an overview of what the current status of what we know about feather mites of Brazil. We've been doing this project with these two collaborators, Michel Valin, also from Brazil, and we are very happy to count on the expertise of Dr. Heather Proctor from University of Alberta in Canada. Well, everybody knows that birds are a very charismatic group that has more than 10,500 species worldwide. And a great deal of them are in South America, and that is why it is often called the continent of birds, because nearly one-third of all birds are in South America. There's no other place on Earth with so many birds together. And here you have some examples of some South American birds, the rhea, the toucan, and one of the biggest parrots, the arara. But for a few of us, it is difficult to think of birds without ever thinking of mice too. Many acarine groups have colonized different parts of birds, and like some mesosticks, some chiggers, and some ticks only spend part of their lives on their bird hosts, but still they are considered truly parasites because they usually feed on bird tissues or blood, so they are truly parasites. But meanwhile, some other acarine groups have highly adapted to live their complete life cycles on the bird hosts, but yet it is difficult to call them parasites because they don't cause any evident damage to the birds. Most of them feeds on oil from your epigeal glands, and they don't seem to cause any evident damage to the birds. And the true feather mites in the sense of Goenaerio, 1996, comprise these three superfamilies of the stigmata, the Analgoida, Pterolicoida, and Phryonoida, which has about more than 2,400 species worldwide. Perhaps you may collect, you may see one single individual of bird which is free of mites, without mites at all, but it is very likely that that species should have this its set of feather mites associated with it. And when you look at this a big country like Brazil, the neotropical region, which has a great part of Amazon region, with one of the greatest bird faunas in the world, you should expect plenty of feather mites too. There's more than 1,700 bird species in Brazil. Yeah, but our big question was, how many feather mites are there? So in order to answer that question, we first made both estimates of what we would expect to find in our Brazilian birds. We made both low estimate of, and then in this case, we would expect to find one mite species per bird, and the high estimate, we would expect 3 mite species per bird. And so in this case, we would expect to find between 1,762 mites and more than 7,000 mites. I should remember that all feather mites in the world are only 2,400 species. And the real number of feather mites only in Brazil can be even higher than that, because we know that some bird groups can host up to 5 or 6 mite species in that bird species. So we went on the literature, basically on literature that has, all the literature that has ever been published on feather mites described or either reported from Brazilian birds. And we made a big list of, compiled everything that we could find. But for our surprise, we found that only 138 feather mite species are currently known from Brazilian birds. And this is a big contrast considering the great diversity of birds. And so no matter how we are wrong and are both low or high estimate, so 138 species is nothing compared to what we should expect to find. It's between 1.9 and 7.6% of what we would expect. So in this table, we have all the families of feather mites found in Brazil. And the first three families in both there is are only the ones with has more than 10 species recorded. All the remaining ones have even fewer than 10 species. All feather mites found in Brazil are either from the first two superfamilies, the Analgoida and Pteolicoida. And that means that no Phrynoida has ever been found yet in Brazil. And these guys, these Phrynoid mites, are very common in aquatic birds like ducks or pelicans or albatrosses, and we have lots of them in Brazil, but it is just that nobody has ever searched. I'm sure there's a lot of Phrynoids in Brazil, but nobody has ever looked in. So, okay, we have this great unknown diversity, and before, we cannot study all of them, of course, but we choose to study first this first genus on your left, which is the Pterodactylus, I'm talking about this in a minute. But before, I would like to talk about a little bit about this family. In general, it happens to be the largest family in number of species recorded in Brazil so far. Proctophyllodid mites lives primarily on birds of the order Passeriformes or the passerines, like this one. And there's more than about 380 described species. And there are three subfamilies, the Proctophyllodini, Ramphocaulini, and Pterodactini. Among the members of this first subfamily, the Proctophyllodini, the largest genus by far concerning number of species is this Proctophyllodes, which, by the way, happens to be the largest genus of all feather mites when you consider number of species. It has more than 150 known species in the worldwide, but in Brazil we found only six species. And within the same subfamily, the Proctophyllodini, another genus which happens to be it happens to have more species than any other in this subfamily in Brazil is Platyacarus, which has eight species in Brazil. It has in a total of 12 known species. All of them are known from South America, other South American countries, and these mites are only restricted to this family of birds, the Dendrocolaptidae family of birds. Among the same subfamily, the Proctophyllodini, this is just to show that last year in 2007 we described two new genera of feather mites. This is just to show that many more mites can still be, many more new taxa or many species or genera or even families can be discovered from Brazilian birds. This is supposed to have a little movie here, but just to give an example of a hummingbird flying. And to remember that some members of this second subfamily, the Ramphocaulini, are restricted to the hummingbirds, and they also live in the calamus of feathers. They're syringiculus. And among the third subfamily, the Pterodactini, all these members of these four genera below, the Syntomodactus, Toxorodactus, Trochilodactus, and Chinonodactus, are only known from hummingbirds. But perhaps the great majority of Pterodactini are from the genus Pterodactus. We see these mites everywhere, and many papers, many collections. We go to the field and we see these mites everywhere. There are about 20 known species, and who knows how many species, because we have like several dozens of new species. We gotta find time to work on them. I like this picture a lot because it is great to show where these guys can be found. You just go to the field and catch a bird and open the wing against the light. You see those small little dots there? Those are the pterodactyls. They are really easy to see. Perhaps this is why ornithologists often see and collect these mice, because it's really easy to see and collect it. You just pull off a feather and just you don't have to kill the bird or anything. So this is a great thing. So why we decided to study this genus? Okay, this has many species yet to be discovered, and there are very common in passerines, which is good because some other birds are difficult to collect with nests, and passerines you often collect with nests. So we have many samples. We often get material from ornithologists, but before we started to dig into this hugely unknown fauna, we wanted to know how the known species look like, because some of them are pretty old, described in the 19th century, so the descriptions are poor, and the types are lost. Some of the types are lost. And so we wanted to redescribe all the known species in a kind of a historical approach. And that's the first six species of pterodactyls was described by this early naturalist. I'm sorry, I didn't find any photo of Trossard, but those are the males of pterodactyls described by them. Those are what we call the old species of pterodactyls, because they were described in a classical period of feather mites. And these are the for this paper we got material from the type hosts, and in the case of this last mite on the right, we actually saw the types, and these are the respective females. One interesting thing is that this mite was described by Banks from two hosts, which is not so odd at all, but it was described from two birds from different families, which is indeed odd, which is strange things. And so we looked at the types and looked at material from the type hosts, and we found that there are two different species of these birds. So we described a new one, and we named it in honor of the true discoverer, Banks. Another thing we found is that one species of pterodactyls was pretty much different from all the others. So it was found from the Cotingidae, and so we described a separate new genus for this mite. And you may think, oh, it is a monotypic genus. Yeah, it was, but not for so long, because we wanted to recollect these mice from bird skins, and what we actually found is a second new species, and we are about to publish this species. Another species was described more recently by these two naturalists, by the Brazilian Berla and the Czech Republic, Vladimir Černý. And those are the males of the Berla species of pterodactyls. And from this paper, we actually saw all the types of Berla. And below you can see the respective bird host. And here are their females. And like in the Berla species, the Černý species, we actually saw all the types too. He described six species, and these three first species were described with both sexes, but all types were available. But these three species were described based on only one of the sexes. But we went on bird skins, and we actually found the missing sex. So we described this sex at all. Just to finish, I would like to say that this is the first compilatory list of feather mice from Brazil, We are about to publish this list, and for the first time we can have a overview of this panorama of feather mites, of this huge diversity of feather mites in Brazil. And we can see that several bird orders, several important and numerous orders from Brazil have never been investigated at all. The rheas, pelicans, vultures, albatross, and all of these birds have never been investigated. So, and to finish, the example of this last genus Pterodactylus can illustrate the importance of to re-describe and to really know how these mites look like before we started to deal with a hugely unknown fauna. We gotta know how these mites look like before you start to describe new things.
Well, that's it. I'd like to thank you. We'd be happy to take questions.